This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. The unsealed indictment enumerating the 37 federal criminal counts against Donald Trump shows prosecutors believe the former president's actions endangered national security. Details from CBS's Catherine Herridge.
The criminal charges grew out of a 14-month investigation. Prosecutors say over 100 documents marked classified were recovered during an FBI search of Mar-a-Lago. Prosecutors say they have an audio recording of Trump where he apparently acknowledges he has classified information. CBS News has learned that in the recording, he describes a Pentagon memo about Iran that includes secret and highly confidential information.
The chief suspect in the 2005 disappearance of American teenager Natalie Holloway appeared in federal court in Birmingham, Alabama today.
Yaron Vandersloot pleaded not guilty to charges he tried to extort Holloway's mother. He was flown to the U.S. from Peru, where he is serving a 28-year sentence after confessing to killing a woman there. Holloway disappeared on the Caribbean island of Aruba. She was last seen leaving a bar with Vandersloot.
CBS's Jim Crisula. A judge has declared Holloway dead, but her body has never been found. President Biden today used a visit to the recently renamed Fort Liberty in North Carolina to talk about his executive order that aims to increase opportunities for military spouses.
This new executive order establishes the most comprehensive set of administrative actions in our nation's history to support the economic security of military families, veteran spouses, caregivers, and survivors.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson abruptly resigned his seat in Parliament today in protest of an investigation of his behavior. The BBC's Rob Watson tells us Johnson is being investigated by Parliament on charges that he misled the House of Commons about lockdown-breaking parties in the Prime Minister's residence during the COVID-19 pandemic.
I think this is classic Boris Johnson. I think this was carefully thought out, and it is attack as the best form of defense. There was no doubt, it seems to me, that the committee was going to find that he had misled Parliament and was going to recommend some form of a suspension. And so what Boris Johnson has decided to do go is full-out attack.
A judge in Florida has allowed a woman charged with shooting and killing her neighbor to post a bond. Susan Lawrence of Ocala was in court today asking for bond so that she could get out of jail. She's 58, white, and charged with manslaughter in the killing of her black neighbor A.J. Owens, a mother of four. Owens was shot through Lawrence's front door a week ago. At the close on Wall Street today, the Dow was up 43 points, S&P 500 up 5. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsin Blee Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsin Blee's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsin Blee beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsin Blee. Drink Wisconsin Blee Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The Todd Allbus Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast. There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Do you know what splooting is? If you Google squirrels splooting, it's like they're just face planted directly on the pavement.
Splooting.
Splooting.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Welcome to the noon hour of, not the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin.
Still getting used to these new hours.
Still getting used to it. This was the first week that we have been on from 10 to 12 across the Civic Media Network instead of 11 to 2. I still have a bunch of social media things I have to update so that we have the right times,
yes,
when we're promoting the show.
Yes.
But there's a lot of details to go double check. But I actually... during the break, I got a bit of news, Jane Badnair.
You did?
I got a bit of news from a friend of mine who texted me that said, hey, do you know that you're up for Best Radio Personality on Milwaukee Magazine, Best of Milwaukee?
Wow!
And I was like, no! No, I did not, especially since Chris Drosner... executive editor
was here yesterday
of Milwaukee Magazine was here yesterday, and so it's like he did not inform me that I was included in that.
Wow, well, and congratulations.
And so if you would like to vote, I guess even if you don't live in Milwaukee, but if you would like to vote for Milwaukee Magazine's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards, I go to vote.milwaukeemag.com. And there's probably a ton of different things that you vote for food and drink and recreation and services and stuff like that. But voting is open until June 11th. And winners are going to be announced in September issue of Milwaukee Magazine. I have not, because we came back from break, I've not seen who else is included in other radio personalities that are up for it. It is an honor, I sound so cheesy, but it is an honor just to be nominated, considering this is, we're not even a year in yet, as far until, like, July 5th will be the year anniversary of this show, but I'll take the publicity to have people voting, and so I'm hoping enough people will fill out that survey and vote and say who the hell is Kristen Bry, and then maybe they'll check out the show. But I feel that is very exciting.
That's really exciting.
That's really cool.
Well done, my friend.
Thank you. Well, are we are we good? I think we're waiting for our next guest to join us. This was back in, I want to say, February, that the food share benefits, also known as SNAP, were abruptly coming to an end. There was an extension during COVID for extra benefits, and pretty abruptly, there was a vote to end those benefits. And we had talked to Sherry Tussler from Hunger Task Force back right before that was going to go into effect, and kind of the predictions of how bad that was going to be for how many people across Wisconsin. And so since it's been a couple months and we've gone through the debt ceiling negotiations. We're going through Wisconsin budget negotiations. I thought we would have Sherry Tesler back on the show to talk about where we're at with, this is put it bluntly, hunger in Wisconsin. So welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, Sherry.
It's great to be here.
So I guess, like I just said, the last time we talked, it was kind of pending, and there was a lot of speculation of how bad it was going to be. And I guess in the months since the extension for food shares happened, what has it been like for you guys and across the state for other food banks?
Well, we're starting to see an increase in demand for emergency food from food pantries. And so people who were previously shopping at the grocery store and buying the foods that they preferred now have to stand in line and beg for help again. About a 15% increase in the month of April over March, which was actually when the emergency allotments ended. I was at public housing today and met a gentleman who said, how do I sign up for some other kind of help because I don't have any money on my Quest card anymore? It's going to be bad.
It's bad. And has there been, because I know the last time we talked as far as conversations for what could be done with the state budget, and as we see headline after headline roll out as far as what is getting cut from this, that, and the other, has there been any progress there as far as silver linings of stuff that may help for people when it comes to
no? Okay. The governor budgeted $20 million for what he called the Food Security Initiative, and that would have been in the state agency that is the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, and we were promised by conservative Republicans that dominate that committee that a funding bill would go through so that we could fund the Badger Box program across the state. And at the last minute, they pulled that out. And so the Badger Box has also been zeroed.
And remind people what the Badger Box was going to be or is.
Well, it has been a box of all Wisconsin foods, a commodity box of foods, where we purchase foods using CARES and ARPA dollars from Wisconsin farmers, food producers, and food cooperatives. And we have them aggregated into a box and delivered to 17 different communities, rural, urban, remote, indigenous, across the state, in order to address hunger needs in those communities. And it was incredibly well received. People loved the Badger Box.
Yeah.
And it not only helped hungry people, it helped farmers.
I was going to ask you, Sherry, what did the farmers who were involved in that say about this program?
They're dismayed. They're upset. And the crazy part is some of the people that were on the committee are farmers themselves. And so farmers voted to defund farmers during that vote.
And this is the thing that when you are in these conversations, do they ever give you a reason, or is it just the rug gets pulled out from underneath you that it's like, well, this is not going to happen?
As we understand it, there's a specific person on the Joint Finance Committee that looks at a specific budget. In this particular case, it was a gentleman named Tony Kurtz, and he would give the thumbs up or thumbs down to something like the Badger Box, and he gave it the thumbs down. No one's giving us any reason why they voted against it, even though so many of them said that they would vote for it. So we are left standing going, where's the democracy? Where's the transparency? Where's the explanation? Where's even an understanding that you could give to the consumers or the business people that we were buying the food from? And there's no explanation.
Because when you explain what the Badger Box is and how it's a win-win in so many different ways, because it's all food products from Wisconsin that is supporting Wisconsin businesses, supporting Wisconsin farmers, going to people who need food. Again, I said this in the first hour, like it just kind of boggles the mind of like, why, how can you be against this? This is a nonpartisan thing. Like feeding people and supporting businesses is nonpartisan, is it not? And so I guess
it became partisan because it was something that they viewed was supported by the governor. And it was ARPA dollars, and they said that anything that had previously been funded using ARPA dollars was going to be dead on arrival. Which, honestly, like, the pandemic was terrible, but some good things came out of it.
Yeah. And so as far as moving forward, because obviously you don't just throw your hands up in the air and say, well, that's it. So what are some of the initiatives and projects, knowing that this funding is not coming through, knowing that the extensions for the food share program has been month two or three since that's been shorted? What are some of the plans as far as and priorities for Hunger Task Force for the rest of the year?
Well, we're not going to give up on that Badger Box because we've been turned down by state government, but it seems like the federal government could fund it. And honestly, the kinds of commodities that we get at our food bank that come from the USDA and the Commodity Credit Corporation are things, you know, from other states. We believe that we could do the Badger Box much more cheaply right here in our state with foods from Wisconsin and create a local food system, which is what the Biden administration has been talking about since they took office. And so we're starting a letter writing campaign to Secretary Vilsack to ask him to do a carve out so that we can continue the Badger Box. We're literally saying, could you please just give us the money that you waste?
And how much money would it take?
$36 million over 2 years.
Okay. Well, is there anything that our listeners can do to help?
Yeah. They could call Baldwin's office.
Okay.
They could call Secretary Vilsack's office. They could reach out to the USDA and demand why a locally successful commodity program with a smaller footprint and a greener approach can't be funded. And they should demand some equity for Wisconsin farmers.
And Sherry, I can't even imagine your frustration after being told that, yep, we're all behind this. And then all of a sudden, zip, we're not. And as you said, without any explanation, which just tells me that this was not justifiable and they just don't have a way to justify this decision.
It is super frustrating. I've been doing this work for 25 years now, and I guess I'm never surprised at the ignorance of elected officials when they just go about their business and don't care about their constituents. But this one was hard. It was really hard.
Well, to not end on a totally sad note, I did see that yesterday the Bucks and Cousin Subs had a campaign that raised more than $20,000 for you guys.
They surely did.
That's some good news. It's not,
yeah,
it's not $36 million, but it's something.
$150,000 for us. Yeah. You know, and it really does take, you know, all of those contributions from individuals, corporations, foundations to make a difference in terms of feeding the hungry. And so I also want to give a shout out, not just end on a sad note and say our donors have been great. People have supported us. We've got lots of great friends all over the community and now in the state of Wisconsin. So if you've supported hunger relief over the last couple of 3 years, thank you very much.
Absolutely. And I'll put all the stuff for Hunger Task Force in the show notes today as far as donations and things you can do to help or donate to Hunger Task Force, because it is so important. And I just thought it was important to give people an update, because I know when we talked about it last, we knew it was coming. And then there was very little talked about what's happened since. And so even though it is not good news and it is hard, I'm so grateful to have you give us an update on what's going on. And so your open door to come out whenever you want, Sherry, because this is a really important issue that touches a lot of things and a lot of people.
All right. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Have a great day. Thank you for your work. Sherry Tesler is the executive director of Hunger Task Force and has been since 1997. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back in just a minute.
Soon you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Ooh, ooh. You can count on me.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to know, there's only one place to go, and that's The Maggie Dawn Show. Come listen to a pragmatist that gets beyond the politics.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 61. Showers and thunderstorms likely on your Saturday. We'll have partly sunny skies with a high near 80. Showers and thunderstorms Saturday night, breezy, lows around 49. Sunday, sunshine with a high near 72. Monday, sunny and 79. With weather, I'm Corey Hartman.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Former President Donald Trump is facing 37 felony charges. The indictment alleges he stored classified documents in the bathroom, a ballroom, and a bedroom at his Florida resort. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Prosecutors say some of the documents were marked top secret, some relating to nuclear weapon capabilities of the U.S. and its adversaries, as well as sensitive U.S. military planning.
That smog from those Canadian wildfires is starting to clear. The Weather Channel's Chris Warren.
It should be safe to go outside for most people, getting back to more normal conditions.
The main suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway pleaded not guilty to extortion charges in Alabama. Carol Stanifer is a friend of Natalie's mom.
It's very emotional for everyone, but there's a real sense of relief, and we're happy about this.
Natalie disappeared 20 years ago in Aruba. CBS News Brief, I'm Mara Rubin.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, located at 520 State Street in Madison. Order online today at knuckleheads.shop. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trudy Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done,
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
It's June Dairy Month. And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 61. Showers and thunderstorms likely on your Saturday. We'll have partly sunny skies with a high near 80. Showers and thunderstorms Saturday night, breezy, lows around 49. Sunday, sunshine with a high near 72. Monday, sunny and 79. With weather, I'm Corey Hartman.
Currently 66 degrees.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727, or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.